For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Cliff Thornton, a man who spends his life fighting for peace and justice, whose efforts began several years back with the founding of efficacy-online.org, Cliff received the Green Party nomination for the governorship in the state of Connecticut. Cliff Thornton, a black man, has been a guest many times on the Drug Truth Network radio programs. Yesterday, in the New London Day up in Connecticut, the following op-ed piece was published by Mr. Cliff Thornton. Connecticut Color Barrier, No Greens Allowed. The Connecticut State Capitol may as well have two water fountains, one for the Greens and minor parties and one for the Republicans and Democrats. The ghost of Jim Crow haunts us all on this gubernatorial campaign. He passed through the television studios of WVIT 30 in West Hartford Friday, October 13th, and the injustice is all to our detriment. Tom Monahan invited me into his newsmaker's show, which airs at 6:30 on Sunday mornings, as a booby prize for my exclusion from the real prize, the primetime debate between Republican M. Jody Rell and Democratic challenger Mayor John DeStefano, which Monahan moderated. Waiting in the front foyer of the station, I read a newspaper story about polls showing that DeStefano's performance in the first debate moved some voters from Rell to undecided. Pondering the article's frequent premise where not all candidates were included in the debate and the poll, I looked up to see Derek Slapp, the debate negotiator for DeStefano. A minute later, Herb Shepherdson, his GOP counterpart, walked in. We all shook hands, and Monahan led me into the studio for our taping, and an NBC 30 staffer ushered Slapp and Shepherdson into a different room to discuss the main event. I wanted to go with him, but I knew why I had been isolated. The two parties fear threats to their powers, so they ostracize voices like mine. In the process, they harm the electorate. The bigotry left a bitter taste, like I had been turned away from a lunch counter. Throughout this campaign, in subtle and overt ways, political prejudice has reared its ugly head. If we are serious about democracy, serious about hearing many voices, and serious about the perpetuation of self-government, we must be creative, take risks, and be willing to admit mistakes as we search for the optimal conditions for vigorous political inquiry. Until that moment where fairness and courage overcome favoritism and cowardice, Connecticut's electorates will remain trapped in a time where the absurdity of separate but equal dominates, despite our knowledge and conviction that it is wrong. Cliff's website, votethornton.com. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.